back from that. So, well, all you can do is pick yourself up and get ready for your next games. They get a weekend off, so that will be, you know, well removed from their mental psyche when they take on their next games. But, you know, it's opened the door is what it's done. That's huge, you know, and that's goes to show, you know, I mean, you know, I told their team yesterday, you know, that's why you play the game. And that's anybody can beat anybody or strange things can happen. I mean, the points are so valuable. So that's why it's so important to be prepared every night. And it's all about the games right now and be able to compete and play your game. So, but that's opened up the door. So obviously they're 4 points ahead of ourselves and Bowling Green, Minnesota State is, but we have 2 games in hand. So they don't play this weekend. So if we go down and take care of business in Bemidji and we can get 4 points, we'll be tied with Minnesota State with 2 weekends to go. Same with Bowling Green. Bowling Green, where are they this weekend? Are they up in Alaska this weekend?
They are in Alaska, I believe.
They're up in Alaska. So if they can win a couple games, then now all of a sudden you've got a three-horse race. And I think it's going to be a race to the end anyway. But it can really tighten up this weekend.
And Ferris is right there too.
Ferris is a point behind us, but we have 2 games in hand too. So there's a lot to play into it. I think we've clinched a playoff spot. You know, so that's the good thing. That's what you, number one. Number two, obviously home ice. And number three is the McNaughton Cup. So, we talked a little bit about the McNaughton, how special it'd be and how great it is. When I came back here, that's what we wanted to be. We wanted to be in the conversation to give ourselves a chance to win the league championship. And obviously we were right there last year. We were in first place for a little while, for about an hour until the conclusion of a game. And hopefully, this year that final game will be right there. So, we're right in the mix now, and that's all you can ask is to be in the conversation, and then hopefully you've done enough over your body of work to be in the NCAA conversation also. So, I give a lot of credit to our players. They've done an excellent job through all the injuries and all the ups and downs, and we've been playing, you know, good hockey here the second half of the year, and I look to continue that. They're excited. They're on a mission. They know what it takes. They've been in the situation before, and I think that they thrive on it. They really do thrive on it. So they enjoy the pressure. They enjoy the importance of the game, so to speak. So it's going to be a fun week. I can't wait to get over to Bemidji and drop the puck.
Sounds good. We've got a lot of questions coming in, and we'll talk more about the standings and the pairwise rankings with Coach Mel Pearson. Our email address, again, is dj@themix93.com. More of the Mel Pearson Show after these.
Everything is 25 to 50% off at the Dress for Success Business Apparel Sale, located in the Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore. Take 20 to 50% off men's suits, tuxes, sport coats, wool coats, winter jackets, slacks, shoes, socks, belts, dress shirts, and ties, plus women's blouses, slacks, sweaters, and blazers. Tailoring is also available, so come on in and let the Dress for Success shop fit you perfectly. Located in the Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore, open 8 till 5, Monday through Friday, Saturday, noon till 4. The public always welcome. Sale ends February 20th. Not everyone has $1 million, but everyone can have $1 million smile. The smile that lights up a room. The smile that captivates, that instantly puts people at ease. The smile that gives you the confidence to be you. Your smile is uniquely yours. Treasure it. Protect it. Superior Smiles, gentle quality dentistry for the entire family. With pediatric dentist Sarah Matlock, Doctors Fisher, Tony Sarazen, and Joe Strong can give you that superior smile. Superior Smiles, Family Dentistry in Hancock. Call today for your superior smile. 482-3621.
The deals keep getting better and better at your party headquarters of the Copper Country, Bucko's Party Store of Calumet. All 12 packs of canned beer are on sale. All 2 liters are 2 for $3. All 7-Up 20-ounce products, 90 cents. All Pepsi 12 packs of cans are 2 for $9. Stay warm this winter with Keweenaw Alpaca gear, sold exclusively in Bucko's clothing aisle. Bucko's has a plethora of energy drinks and Gatorade products priced at record lows. All sales do not include tax and deposit.
Are you frustrated with the rising cost of insurance? Hi, I'm Bob Franti of the Turvo Agency in Hancock. Whether you are single, married, have a house full of kids, are retired and aging gracefully, whatever your situation, we can help you put together an insurance package that both fits your budget and provides the insurance protection you need and deserve. As an independent agency that represents many insurance companies, the Turvo Agency offers more choices, more options, more security, more peace of mind. Give me, Bob Franti, or agents Jeff Mickish or Teresa Stahoviak a call and put the Turvo Agency to work for you.
Welcome back to the Mel Pearson Show here on Mix 93 WKMJ. And again, we were talking about the pairwise rankings. The Huskies sitting in a tie, I believe, with Cornell right now in the pairwise rankings at 18. So I wanted to ask you this, Coach. This is not from our listeners, but looking at who we have left in our schedule, I know the home ice is, you know, first and foremost. Winning the McNaughton Cup would be probably next. But as far as the pairwise rankings and a chance still at the at-large bid, do you feel with what we have left on our schedule that we could still get an at-large bid without winning the final five?
Yes. Okay. Yes. Just the way things play out. As you go further along in the schedule, the numbers won't move as much, but you know, they've moved a little bit. I mean, I think, you know, someone was telling me yesterday, I don't watch them like some people do, and I guess they said, well, we were up to like, I don't know, high as 14 maybe or 15 at one point in the night, then as high as 23, and so there's still a lot of volatility. And the system in place is, as you get closer to the end, the games, you're not supposed to be able to bounce around as much. So I still think with 3 weeks, 4 weeks left here in the season and the games that matter, that we're in a good spot. You know, we have to win our games, and that's the bottom line. If you win your games, you know, you can't control the other teams playing, but there's going to be some upsets and teams are going to beat some teams, et cetera, et cetera. So we just have to continue to win our games, and that's part of the percentage and the formula is you know, your winning percentage. So if we continue to do that, at least we'll have a chance to move up, and we don't have an opportunity for many, well, right now, any bonus points, and that's the big thing. So if you go down, if you break things down, the pairwise and the RPI and everything, you see the bonus points, a quality win bonus points. And you only get that when you play, I think it's a top 15 team. I should know this by now. So, and if you win on the road, you get a little bit bigger bump than you do if you win at home. So anyway, and that's why leagues like the NCHC, you know, it seems like every weekend they're playing one of the top teams. So you always have an opportunity to get some quality win bonus points. Same thing as the ECAC and Hockey East right now. So it's skewed a little bit. We, you know, that's one of the things I hope the committee looks at and looks at that quality win bonus points, because you shouldn't be punished if you just don't have the opportunity to play it. I get the strength of league, but that's already built in there a little bit with your winning percentage. And another part of it is your opponent's winning percentage, and then your opponent's winning percentage. Mm-hmm. So it seems like that quality win bonus is already structured in the formula. So so hopefully the committee can look at some different things to, you know, not to punish teams, you know, if you don't have that opportunity to play in those games, and or if some teams in your league don't fare as well, it also punishes you. Doesn't mean the strength of the league is bad. It just, you know, you know, there's a lot of parity in college hockey, so we'll see what happens. But, you know, we've got six games left. We talked to our team. It's a six-game league schedule right now, and we need to win that six-game league schedule. So we'll see what happens.
Are you feeling better about our home ice performance since the second half of the season than maybe in the first half, Coach?
We've been good at home, Dirk. I'm not, you know, I like our home ice performances. I really do. You know, Minnesota State, obviously the second half was good. Lake Superior was good. We're undefeated. The one real slip-up, I thought, was Anchorage. But like I said, that was an anomaly. We were on the road for 10 days. We came back a long trip, tired. They were sitting here basically waiting for us. And that's part of scheduling, you know. And I'm not concerned. We actually, you know, played fairly well in those games. We just couldn't score, get any separation. Bowling Green, the other loss earlier in the year, I thought we played well in that game. You know, we all know what happened there. And how about that point? How about that point? You know, that's – and these guys wonder why I get so upset in the fall, because that happened last year. It comes down to one point. And then Ferris, we lost to Ferris. We played extremely well in that game, too. We probably played better in the games we lost than when we won against Ferris and Bowling Green. So, no, I like our team at home. I really do. And we want home ice. I mean, we've got a better record on the road, but you don't want a chance that you want to be at home. You want to give your fans an opportunity to see you and support you. And I think the way our team's playing at home right now, that it's a real advantage for us.
We played four games against Bemidji State last year, Coach. We won all four of them. But all four of them were pretty close games. They were, good games out there. Here are the four game-winning goals. And the Huskies now attempt to move it out. Carroll up for Patan. He's got Baltus with him, too. Chip over for Carroll. Carroll with a shot. Save rebound is there. Scores! Rebound put in by the Huskies. And Patan able to tap it in to make it 2-0 Michigan Tech. 12:57 remaining in the second period. Lori Ward trying to maintain possession. His pass broken up. And here come the Huskies now. As Patan coming across for Roy. Roy to the front of the net. Slips it there for Carroll. In front. Scores! Carroll to Patan!
And a great pass by Roy, and the Huskies get their first lead.